At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You want a different life, but you live with bad habits. Everyone wants to eat, but no one wants to hunt. Whatever your goals, you have to remain consistent. But your excuse is you want perfection. Perfection. Perfection is not the goal. Perfection is the enemy of progress. What you want is to be consistent. Consistency builds momentum, and in life, momentum wins. Momentum compounds. With momentum, you feel like you're on top of the world. But this requires you doing something every single day, even when you don't want to, even when it's not perfect. Look, Bruce Lee said, "I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once. I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times." You need some reference point that is just much, much worse than where you are. And then it puts it in perspective, and you take another 5 steps, and another 5 steps after that, right? Because when you're having that pity party in your head, and you can't move forward, there's 5 million people that have it worse than you. There's 50 million people that have it worse than you. Should we, as societies, give people a floor, some basic things, or should we let people rise and fall based on their own desire and energy and motivation? I think people should fight for milk.
So how do you build momentum? How do you stay consistent? You have to convince yourself that your day will be worse, that you will feel worse if you don't do what you said you would. If your goal is to work out every day, you got to convince yourself every day your day will be worse if you don't do that workout. Remember, the only bad workout is the one you don't do. If your goal is to make 100 sales calls a day, then you have to convince yourself your day will be worse without making those calls. The pain of not completing your objective needs to be stronger than the pleasure of accomplishing it. Don't get me wrong. We all have our days. Days when we're not feeling it. Days when we don't care. Days when we want to give up. But those days separate you from everybody else. Those days require you to dig deep and live up to your word. Those days demand you to be consistent, to gain momentum, and that's how you win. All right, here's the deal. Everybody wants to be happy, but they have it upside down. Like, you can't be happy if you're always chasing the next thing. The ancient samurai had it right. Every night before bed, they'd burn all their possessions. They'd burn everything they know, their family, everything in their mind. When they woke up in the morning and they saw their family and they saw their possession, they saw that everything still existed. They appreciate what they had. They appreciated it. Happiness only occurs when you appreciate what you have. And those that have everything, even though we think it's going to bring us happiness, those that have nothing appreciate everything. So the trick is to take yourself to a place of nothing. Look, I like to tell people, live below the line. Where's the line? The line is where you are today, right? It's complacency. If you can go below the line, do a little suffering, some purposeful suffering. Doesn't have to, you're not looking to kill yourself, but maybe do without a few things. Take a cold shower, do some burpees, live with a little less money, a little less stuff, right? Take yourself below the line, and guess what happens? When you pop yourself up to the line, you appreciate it. It's like those great samurai, right? Look at the Stoics. Look at Seneca, the philosopher, right? This great Stoic philosopher, what did he do? He was extremely wealthy, probably the wealthiest person of his time. Once a week, once a month, he would go outside. He would live like a homeless person. He had plenty of money. He did not have to do that. He did that to go below the line. When he came back to the line, when he walked back in his house, he appreciated everything. That is the trick to being happy. When you recognize that it can always be worse, that what you have, you should appreciate, you should have gratitude towards what you, when you get to that place, you're happy, you're grateful. Gratitude is the trick, and you can't have gratitude. You can't have gratitude if you're constantly chasing something else. I wish I had that. I wish I was that person. If I only made more money. No, no. I am extremely grateful for what I have right now. I am extremely lucky and appreciate what I have right now. When you get to that place, you're happy. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the Constitution. Life, I get it. You know, when you're dead, that sucks. Liberty, I get it. The pursuit of happiness. Why do we have to pursue happiness? Why can't we just be happy? Why can't we just appreciate that we're alive? People ask me every day, how are you doing? How am I doing? I'm alive. How was the flight? Are you kidding me? The plane landed. When you get to a place where you appreciate everything around you, no matter how you're feeling, because that's irrelevant. When you appreciate everything around you because you know it's a gift, no one promised you tomorrow, no one promised you 5 minutes from now, then you're happy. You're happy all the time. Tony Robbins, your brain is not built to make you happy, it's built to keep you alive. I love this saying, your brain is not built to keep you happy, it's built to keep you alive, right? This chasing happiness, this is a luxury. This is a first world problem. Water, food, and shelter. That's what it used to be about, right? I just want to stay alive. And every moment I'm on this side of the earth, I'm happy. I'm on this side of the ground, I'm above soil, I'm happy. But then we got too much. We got too much. Couches, climate controls, hot showers, food on demand, Uber, Airbnb, everything's at our fingertips. Netflix. Of course we're not happy because we have everything. Those that have everything appreciate nothing. And don't forget, guys, we're treating our bodies like garbage pails. We're eating. We're not exercising. We are not taking care of ourselves. So how the f*** would we be happy? If you don't take care of yourself, and you're eating food, you really think you're going to be happy? Go out for a long run. Go sweat. Take a cold shower. And then I want you to pay attention to that moment when you're done. And you tell me how that feels. Because when you're taking care of yourself, when you're healthy, when you're treating yourself like an Olympian, happiness is just part of your existence. You don't have to chase. You don't have to chase it. This bull of, you know, you're not happy, you don't feel good, you're not in the mood, you're not motivated. Stop. There is nothing in life that you can't walk off. If you're not feeling it, you start walking. You're in a bad mood, you start walking. You're upset, you start walking. There is nothing you can't walk off. After 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 3 hours, 4 hours, you will forget whatever was making you upset. I promise you, by the time you make it back to your house, you're gonna be happy. I've done it. I've walked for 8, 9, 10, 12 days in waist deep snow, 30 below temperatures. I've been out in the desert, 137 degrees, my shirt melted. Going 135 miles across the desert. Let me tell you, there is nothing you can't walk off. I don't care what kind of mood you are in, you wanna be happy, start walking. When you get back to your house,
you'll be happy. If you're not happy, start walking again.
Look, here's the deal. Whether you think you'll be happy, or you think you can be happy, or you think you can't be happy, you'll be right. In other words, you have to decide. It's up to you to decide to be happy. It's that simple. It's not about if I had this thing, if I felt this way, if I was with this. There's no if. You are either happy and you decide to be happy right now and appreciate everything you have and have gratitude, or you don't. Decision's yours and the outcome is yours. It is that simple. It has nothing to do with the outside world. There's no excuses when it comes to happiness. You either appreciate what you have or you don't. That simple.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.